not what you're about to see.
The third way is to be quiet and waiting even before the class starts.
第三个方式呢，就是课还没开始呢，学生就安静下来等着开课了。
And so today it was 3 or 4 minutes before we started that you quietened down.
我们刚才提前三四分钟，大家已经开始安静下来了。
So if that happened in a school, the teacher would be absolutely amazed.
如果这是在学校啊，这老师肯定会非常高兴。
So thank you very much.
非常谢谢大家。
So we're going to start again today. I just had a phone call a few minutes ago from Joe Reese.
那我刚刚呢 ，Joe Reese 弟兄几分钟前给我打了电话。
Joe Reese had hoped to be with us to teach this afternoon.
本来呢，今天下午的时间安排是交给 Joe 弟兄的。
But he had to go to the United States because he has a cousin who is dying in hospital in the United States.
那因为他临时呢要回到美国去，因为他的一个表弟，要快要去见主面了，那所以他必须回去。
So at the end of last week, and especially on Sunday, he asked us to pray regarding his cousin.
所以上周日呢，我们也为他的表弟来祷告了。
And he told us just now that his cousin has rallied and he's stronger today than he's been for several days.
那他刚才告诉我们呢，他的表弟今天状况很好，也持续了几天，状态都不错。
They have moved him out of the critical care ward into a lesser ward, because he is stronger.
那因为他的状态好了，所以他从那个急症的病房呢移出来了已经。
And Joe is helping him. He doesn't have any immediate family, so Joe and Joe's sisters are helping him today.
但是这个表弟呢没有其他直接的亲人了，所以 Joe 和 Joe 的弟弟和 Joe 的妹妹们是他的唯一的亲人了。地上
In particular, Joe asked me to thank you for your prayers for Joe and for his cousin.
那时候 Joe 特别让我谢谢大家为他的表弟和这件事情祷告。
His condition is probably still terminal. He's probably going to die, but he certainly has a few more days, maybe longer than that added to him. So thank you.
那现在的状况，他可能依然还是在最后的时候，只是预期比原来要稍微可以时间长一点，那要现在力量稍微强壮一点。
So again, thank you for everyone. Is there any other special announcement for today?
有没有什么特别的为今天的祷告事项吗？
I think we're all ready to go. So again, welcome to those who are new with us today. We appreciate your coming. They all come back, they say.
那我们谢谢大家，欢迎今天新来的人，那以及以前来过我们这今天回来的人。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for the fact that you are the God who hears and answers prayer.
主啊，我们谢谢您，因为您是一位听祷告也响应我们、回应我们祷告的神。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit who has been given to us to teach us.
谢谢您的圣灵赐给我们、教导我们。
And we pray that you will teach us today, Lord.
主啊，我们祷告是您今天可以教导我们。
We thank you for the truth of God, but we need to understand it, and then we need to live it.
我们为了神的真理献上感恩，因为我们需要明白，也需要把它活出来。
And we pray that you will help us today as we consider some very sobering passages, and we pray that we will all learn from them and follow the Savior.
求您今天下午帮助我们，当我们学习一些比较严肃的经文的时候，求您今天能够带领我们。
Again, Lord, you know each need of every heart that is here, and so we pray that you will just bless the truth of God to each one of us as you see our need.
主啊，求您看见我们每个人里面的需要，也把您的真理浇灌进，借着我们的需要浇灌进我们的心里。
We thank this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So two or three weeks ago, we handed out a bit of an outline for the verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
两三周之前呢，我们发了一个单章啊，就是五个点，从哥林多前书十章里来的。
Many of you will have these. If you don't have one, Josh will give you one. He'll go around and hand them out.
有这张的就拿出来，没有的举手 ，Josh 弟兄会发给你。没有这个单张的举手。
We have called these wilderness warnings.
我们管这个叫呢旷野的警告。
The Apostle Paul is writing. We got one extra, Josh.
Yeah, you know.
The Apostle Paul is warning the Corinthians that these stories from the Old Testament are written.In order that we can learn from them.
所以使徒保罗呢警告当时哥林多的教会啊，就是这些旧约的故事呢，是我们今天可以学习的见解。
So oftentimes, as you go through life, an issue arises, and you ask the question, "I wonder what I should do," and then you would say, "I remember a story in the Bible that was something like my situation."I wonder what they did, and you would learn from that.
然后我们在自己的生命中呢，走着走着，你会发现问题会出来，然后就问自己呢，我该怎么办？这时候你就会想起，哦，原来圣经里有这么一个故事，这个情况呢，跟我现在经历的情况是很类似的，所以我就知道该怎么按照神的方式去做了。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul goes down through.Five different stories and just refers to them and says, we've got to make sure that we don't make the mistakes that they made.
那在哥林多前书十章保罗给了五个故事然后回到旧约的每一个故事都有一段经文然后告诉我们我们碰到这样的情形我们该怎么办。
And we went through the first four stories last time we were together.We were studying the fifth story.
上一次呢，我们把四个故事都已经分享完了。上一次我们开始来分享第五个了。
And we'll continue studying that today. You will remember that the story was that the children of Israel were encamped right opposite the promised land, and the Lord said to them, "You go into the promised land now."You fight, and you will be able to win the victory.
这个故事呢，是指他们来到迦南地对面，就正对着迦南地安营。上帝说呢，你去，你在那打这场仗，你就能够进去了。
And they got fearful. They were afraid, and they said, "No, we won't go in."
那他们很害怕，他们说不行，我们不能进去。
And then they got into real trouble.
然后他们就有麻烦了。
All right, all that's an introduction. We're going to read again in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
然后我们再继续读林前的十章。
And we will read verses 5 down through 14.
我们要读五章到十四章。
First of all in Chinese, then together in English.
十章的五节到十四节。5 to 14, right?
5 to 14.
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的，也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的。如经上所记，百姓坐下吃喝，起来玩耍，我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了23000人。也不要试探主，像他们有人试探的，就被蛇所灭。你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。所以自己以为站稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。我所亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要逃避拜偶像的事。
All right, together, verse 5. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written, The people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in pagan revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 of them died. We should as some of them did and were killed by snakes, and do not grumble as some of them did and were killed by the destroying angel. These things as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Therefore, my dear friends, flee from idolatry. Very good. All right. So that's the background to the studies that we're undertaking. And we're taking each story at a time, going through the story, trying to learn the great truths that the verses we just mentioned exemplify.
所以我们每一次呢，我们都会讲一个故事，这个故事是一节经文，然后每一次从里面呢，能找到一些我们能够得着的教导。
So I'm going to start by giving you an English lesson.
我先给大家上英语课。
And the question that we're going to answer is this: How can you understand what a word means?
那问题是呢，你怎么知道一个词的意思是什么？
Go back to verse 10.
第十节。
And do not grumble as some of them did. And were killed by the destroying angel.
你们不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。
Okay, so that particular story is what we're going to study today. We're going to try to learn what happened when they were in that trouble.
那这是我们今天要看的第一个故事啊，就是当时发生了什么。
What does the word grumble mean?
Grumble 这个词什么意思呢？
And there's three ways to find out what this word grumble in this verse means.
那有三个方式啊，来看看这 grumble 这个词什么意思。
Number one, you could look up the word grumble in a dictionary.
第一呢，你可以从字典里搜 grumble 这个词。
Okay, and you would learn what the word grumble means.
然后你就会知道 grumble 什么意思。
But if you wanted to do better than that, what could you do?
如果你想做的比这更好，你该怎么做呢？
Well, you would say this word was translated from a word in the Greek language, because the epistle to the Corinthians was written in Greek. So you could say, I want to know what this word means in Greek.
你说呢，哎，这个我知道，新约圣经都是希腊文翻译过来的，所以我还是最好回去看一下希腊文这个词是什么。
And so you would see the word in Greek, and then you'd look that word up in a dictionary, and you would find that it is used several different ways. So you would get some synonyms for this word in Greek.
那如果你去查希腊文的字典呢，你就会看见字典上的解释，它会有很多同义词，有不同的应用啊。就一个词，它会有很多的近似的词来对应这个希腊词。
But if you wanted to do even better than that,
那你还可以做得比这更好一点。
What could you do?
你怎么办呢？
And the answer is you would look at this verse.
答案就是你看这些经文。
And you would say, these people grumbled. I'm going to look back to see what they did. And if I find out what they did, I will know what Paul meant when he used that word grumble.
那我就可以回到这些经文的原文里去看他们做了到底什么事情，那我就知道，哦，保罗说这个 grumble 这个词它描述一个什么状态。
That's the way children often learn the English language.
这就是孩子们学英语的常用的方法。
Or any other language.
或者其他的语言也是。
Very few children I know run around with a dictionary in their back pocket.
很少有孩子呢跑去哪手里都揣着一本字典，没有的。
They hear a word and they remember how it's used, the context in which it's used, and they let the context define the word for them.
所以他们学习词的方式呢，都是听见一个词，然后呢来观察上下文，观察背景语境，哎，他才知道呢这个词原来在这个语境上下文里肯定是这个意思。他是通过上下文和语境来学习这个词的意思。
So the Bible then is its own dictionary.It describes the context which defines the words that it uses.
所以圣经本身就是可以当作一本字典，它可以从上下文呢告诉你，哦，原来这个词它是指什么意思。
So today we're going to go back to Numbers chapter 14 and see how they grumbled to find out what it means. But before you go back there, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13.
那我们今天会回到民数记十四章去学习这个故事。在这去之前呢，我们先看一下临前的十章的十七节的这句话。
I think we
23节的对，嗯。
I think we gave this verse as homework a couple of weeks ago。
因为我几周前呢，我们把这节经文当做这个家庭作业给大家的。
I want you to memorize that verse.
我要你记得这句话。
The reason I want you to memorize it is because it will help you very, very much in life.
你要记得原因是因为这节经文啊，会在你的生命里帮助你很多。
As you go through life, you will find that you are faced with temptations and trials.
你在生命里你一定会碰见试探和各种的试验。
And you will say, this is very, very hard.
然后你会说这好难啊。
How can I possibly get over this trial?
你说我怎么能够胜过这能够通过这试验。
How could I possibly stand against this temptation?
我怎么能在这试探里能站立得住呢？
But verse 13 says,No temptation has seized you except what is common to man.
十三节，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。
So the problem that you face is very similar to the problem that other people face today, or that they face way back in the days of the Old Testament.
所以你今天碰到的呢，无非是其他人今天或者历史上都曾经碰到过的情况。
And then the next sentence says, And God is faithful, He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
So sometimes you say when you've got a problem, I can't bear anymore.
那有的时候你说，哎呀，我这个麻烦太大，我受不了了。
And if in fact you can't bear anymore, then God won't give you anymore.
事实上呢，你受不了了呢，神就不会再给你了。
But if he does give you more, what's that mean?
如果他还给你，说明什么呢？
It means you can bear more.
说明你能受得了。
Okay, so that's not a problem.
所以这不是问题。
Then it says, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out.
所以你在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路。
So you've got to look around, find the way out, and take the way out. Don't yield to the temptation.
所以你要周围看一下，找到那条路。就找这条出路出去，不要把自己呢交给那试探。
You find his way out, and he will provide it for you.
神会给你开一条出路的。
So that you can stand up under the weight of the temptation and trial.
这样你能在试探和试验中能站立得住啊。
So Norma read me the story yesterday, was it, or the day before? Probably the day before.
Norma 大概前天跟我读了一个故事。
No, I guess it must have been yesterday.
大概是昨天吧。
It's a simple story. And the story goes like this. That there was a man who was the father-in-law of a man that Norma and I had met a few years ago.
那这个故事呢是一个人，他是谁呢？他是 Norma 和 Harold 的一个朋友的岳父。
He was suffering greatly.
然后他呢，真的受了很多的苦难。
He was sick and dying.
然后到一个程度，他病得快死了。
And his wife said to him, "Why would the Lord allow you to suffer so much before you die?"
那他太太就问他说神为什么许可你在死前受那么多的苦难呢？
And calmly.He responded, he said, I think the Lord knows that I need just a little bit more, I can't remember the next word, more training, more controlling, more refinement before I die.
他说呢，主呢就知道我还需要再多一点点的训练啊，多一点点的忍耐啊，那在我死之前，总之他就用那个词就是训练，就是多一点。
The Lord is trying to make me like Jesus, and if I suffered a little more, I probably would end up being more like Jesus.
所以神是希望我像基督那样，所以我再多受一点这个苦呢，我就离基督更近一点，更像一点。
And so in his case, he was given extra strength.To suffer more.
所以在他的例子里呢，神就给了他更多的力量来受更多的苦难。
And then he died and went to heaven to be with Jesus.
然后他死了，然后就到天堂去跟主在一起了。
Okay, there's a wonderful verse. God is behind our trials and temptations. He knows he will provide a way out, either a way through it or a way out from it.
所以他总是神爱我们啊，他总是给我们一条路，这条路或者是穿过的，或者是从这里面能够把我们带出来的，那我们能够面对这试探。
All right, back now to the book of Numbers, chapter 14.
好，我们现在回到民数记的十四章。
Numbers chapter 14. If you've got the common Bible that many of us have, it'll be page number 200.And 43.
如果大家的经圣经是我们蓝本的这本圣经呢，这就是243页。
I don't think so. This is number 14.
This one probably not right. Pardon me? This one probably not right.
It's a different story. Yeah. All right. So Numbers chapter 14. You'll remember if you were here 2 weeks ago, the children of Israel are at a little place called the wilderness of Paran.
那我们都知道呢，他们在巴兰的旷野哈，在那个时候。
The word Paran means the place of bountiful foliage.
就是有
foliage. Foliage is where lots of things grow.
啊，就是草地啊，就是很多的有一个草地，一个小草地啊，就是绿洲，应该是绿洲。
We might even call it today an oasis.
对，我们今天叫绿洲，对 ，oasis 就绿洲。
It's a wilderness desert, but there was lots of foliage, probably a nice, comfortable oasis.
可能就是一个非常舒适的绿洲了。
Just over the next hill.Is the promised land.
那过了这座山就是应许地了。
But the problem is that in the promised land there were lots of enemies.
那问题呢，在旷野过去迦南地里面有很多的敌人。
And the Lord said, "What I want you to do is go into the promised land, and you can fight the enemies, and you will win the victory." And the land will be yours.
神给他们的命令就是你们进到迦南地，胜过这敌人，地就是你们的。
So they sent their spies to check out the land, see what's there.
所以他们把他们的探子啊，拆到这个地里面去，去看看到底发生了什么。
They sent 12 spies, one from each of the 12 tribes.
拆了十二个探子，每一个是从一个支派里来的。
And they came back with a very, very good report. They said it's a wonderful country.
他们回来报的信特别好，说这个地啊真的很好。
They brought some of the fruit of the land. They brought in particular grapes. They had a bunch of grapes that was so big they had to have two men carry one bunch of grapes.
他们带了一些果实，就是葡萄回来。这个葡萄这一串呢，大到一个程度得两个人抬。
But they said, the people who live there are very, very strong.
但他们却说呢，住在那地的人呢，特别特别高大。
And we could never conquer the people there.
我们不可能打得赢这些人的。
There are even giants there.
那里还甚至有巨人族。
We're not sure how big they are. Some hundred years later, Goliath.Was one of these giants, and on that occasion he was 9 feet 6 inches tall.
那我们不知道当时这些巨人有多高，但是几百年之后呢，哥利亚就大卫时代的哥利亚也是个巨人族。那圣经告诉我，哥利亚的大概是9英尺3英寸那么高。
So today in our class for ESL, we talked about the principle: fight someone your own size.Fight when you pick on someone your own size. Go fight someone your own size.
啊，就是跟你差不多体量的人去打啊，这是一个原则。你不要挑那打不过的人打。
Okay, if you're going to fight, don't start with someone who's 9 feet 6 inches tall.
所以你要打架的时候，你不去上来先找个9英尺的人去打。
So they said we can't go into the land.
所以他们说我们不能进这块地啊。
And 10 of them.Said that we won't go in.
所以十二个里面的十个说我们不能进。
But two of them, Caleb and Joshua, said.
那两个人，加勒和约书亚说呢
？If the Lord fights for us, we'll win.
如果神为我们征战，我们就能赢。
We couldn't fight on our own, but if the Lord fights for us, we'll win.
我们自己是打不赢的，但神为我们打，我们就能赢。
He has promised to fight for us.
因为他应许要给我们打呀。
He fought for us yesterday.
他昨天为我们打过了。
He's protecting us today.
他今天保护我们。
He'll help us tomorrow.
他明天就会帮助我们。
Okay, so the New Testament picks up the logic, and it goes like this.
那新约呢也会有这样的一个逻辑和原则，它是这样的。
We must walk by faith and not by sight.
我们是凭着信心，而不是凭着眼见而行的。
Okay, the just shall live by faith.
所以我们要凭着信心往前走。
Why do we go ahead? Because God said, "Go ahead, I'll be with you."
我们为什么往前走呢？因为神说，你往前走，我就跟你在一起。
But the problem is that if you look around, They say, uh-oh, this is going to be too difficult. We couldn't do it.
但是如果你看一下环境，你说，哎呀，这个太难了，我肯定做不了的。
God says, of course you can't do it, but if I'm with you, we can do it.
神说，当然你自己做不了，但是我跟你在一起，你就能做。
So, that's where we ended up last time, I think.
这是我们上一次停在的地方。
Let's try chapter 14.
我们来看14章。
Verse 1.
一节。
That night, all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud.
当下全会众大声喧嚷，那夜百姓都哭嚎。
Why did they cry?
他们为什么哭啊？
Did they cry because they believed in God?
他们哭是因为他们相信神吗？
Did they cry because they heard what the spies had seen?
他们哭是因为相信那探子看见的东西是不是？
Did they cry because they listened to God?
他们听神所以哭吗？
Did they cry because they listened to the 10 spies?
他们哭是因为他们听十个探子是吗？
Why didn't they listen to the 2 spies who believed in God?
那为什么他不听那两个相信神的探子呢？
So the question for you and me is, who are you going to listen to, Harold?
那我们的问题是 ，Harold， 你要听谁的
？You going to listen to what God says？
你要听神说的吗
？Or you going to see? Oh dear! Do you know what's going on in Washington? Okay, and you can find all kinds of problems. You can say, "Oh dear."
或者你打开手机，你说，哎呀，你知道华盛顿现在发生什么了？哎呀，这个太糟糕了。然后你相信这个，那你就
okay
就没有信心了。
You say, God says it. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God.
然后神告诉你呢，你要相信神，相信神，相信神。
Do you ever cry?
你哭过吗？
Have you ever noticed that sometimes when you cry, it's because you don't believe God?
你有没有意识到，有的时候你哭是因为你不相信神？
Yeah. That's often the case, actually.
其实常常是这样。
Do you think God cries when he gets up every morning?
你觉得神每天早上起来会哭吗？
Do you remember when Jesus cried?
你记得耶稣什么时候哭吗？
He cried when he was at Lazarus' grave.
他哭，当他在拉撒路的葬礼上，他哭了。
He cried because he realized others were crying, and he was sympathetic with those who were crying. But he raised Lazarus from the dead.
他哭是因为他看见其他人哭啊，他很怜悯同情那些在忧伤中的人，但他很快让拉撒路死里复活了。
What do you think happened when Lazarus was risen from the dead?
那你觉得拉撒路从死里复活以后会怎么样呢？
A lot of people stopped crying.
所有的人就都不哭了嘛。
All right, so verse 2.
第二节。
It says, all the Israelites grumbled. You've seen that word before? Yeah. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron.
以色列众人向摩西亚伦发怨言，注意了吗？这个发怨言。
And the whole assembly said to them, if only we had died in Egypt.
全会众对他们说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地。
Or in this desert.
或是死在这旷野。
Well, that's a pretty sad story.
这是个非常令人忧伤的故事。
They grumbled against Moses.
他们呢向摩西抱怨。
And they said some very foolish things. They said it would have been good if we had died in Egypt.
他们说很糟糕的话。他说我要再死在埃及啊，还更好一点。
If they died in Egypt, they would have been dead.
如果他们死在埃及，他们就是死的。
Had they seen anything kind of good since they got out of Egypt?
他们出了埃及之后，他们看没看见很多好事？
All the marvelous stories, all the grace of God in their lives, they were still alive.
这么多很美好的故事，这么多神的恩典，他们还活着。
They said it would have been nice if we died right here in the wilderness.
他说我们要死在这里啊，旷野还反而更好一点。
Well, that's a foolish thing to say.
这是很愚蠢的这么说。
What do you think might have happened if God were listening?
那如果神在听啊，你觉得会怎么样？
They say it would have been good if we died in the wilderness.
那他们说呢，我死在旷野倒好了。
God says, "Oh, okay, that's what you want. I mean, I can arrange that."
神说，那好好，既然你们这么想，那我就安排一下吧。
How foolish!
那是这有多么愚蠢呢
？Don't grumble against God.
所以不要向神抱怨。
The opposite of grumble is to say thank you, isn't it?
抱怨的对立就是什么？就是谢谢嘛，感恩。
Okay. How are these circumstances? Say thank you.
所以不管环境怎样，你总是感恩就对了。
I don't know how it's going to work, but thank you. You can say that.
会说呢，我不知道这事会怎么成就，但是我先谢谢你。
Little children say that.
小孩子会这么说。
I sometimes see pictures of what happened during the war.
有的时候呢，我会看一些战争时候的场景啊。
And the little children, they play even in the war.
那小孩子呢，在打仗的时候，他们还会怎么样？他们还会继续玩。
We had an uncle in our family.
我们家族里有一个叔叔。
And the war broke out.
那个时候呢，开战了，打起来了。
He was just a little boy.
那时候他还是个小孩子。
And as he was walking down the street, he saw people selling papers, and the newspapers read all about the war.
他在街上走呢，看见卖报纸的啊，就一直都在卖的报纸上全写着各种战争的事情。
And so he thought, well, that man selling papers, he says all about the war, all about the war, all about the war. And he sold the papers, and he got a nickel for every paper.
然后报纸上一直都在讲关于战争、战争、战争的事。然后每份报纸呢，他都应该是收个一分钱啊。
So my uncle went home, and he got all the old newspapers from the house, and he went onto the street, and he held them up, all about the war, all about the war, all about the war.
然后他叔叔就回家，把那些旧报纸全翻出来，也拿着街上卖哈，也是关于战争的消息，战争的消息，他也卖。
And I think some of the neighbors took pity on him and gave him a nickel for the old papers.
我猜呢，有些邻居呢也真的就喜欢他了，也就是拿一张旧报纸也给他一分钱啊。
He didn't worry about the war. He was making money.
他不是真的在乎那个战争不战争啊，因为他这反正看见卖报纸能有一分钱，他在乎那钱啊。
Okay, so.What are we saying? We're saying this. There is a possibility of war. There's problems ahead. Your attitude is most important.
所以我们说什么呢？的确，前面是有一场可能的征战，但是呢，我们的态度比战争本身更重要。
They went on in verse 3. They say, Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword?
第三节呢，耶和华为什么把我们领到那地啊，使我们倒在刀下呢？
Is that why he brought them there?
这是耶和华带他们去的目的吗？
No, he didn't bring them to die.
当然不是，神不是带他们去死的。
He brought them to live.
他带他们去活的。
They said, Our wives and our children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?
我们的妻子和孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及去，岂不好吗？
And as they were saying it, they went further, verse 4. They said to each other, We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt.
众人彼此说，我们不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。
So what does the Lord want of you and me when we trust him as Savior?
所以当我们信靠耶稣成为救主的时候，耶稣想要我你我一些什么东西呢
？He wants us to keep going.
他想要我们继续往前。
There's days behind us. There's a Christian who has today, and there are days before us. Which are the best days?
在我们身后有我们过去的生活，在我们现在呢是一个新生的基督徒，在我们前面有基督徒未来要经历的时间，哪一个是更好的呢？
Which are the best days for the Christians?
那基督徒最好的日子是什么时候呢？
The days before.
在前面呢。
Yesterday was good.
过去的是不错。
Today is difficult.
今天是困难的。
Tomorrow is better.
明天是更好的。
Okay, remember that. You follow the Lord, tomorrow is better.
所以记得这个事情，你跟随主，明天就一定会越来越好的。
And your children will ask you, you can talk about the good old days.
你的孩子问你，你可以跟他讲过去的事情。
But the days tomorrow are better.
今天和未来是会更好的。
And some of us have been Christians for a long time.
我们有的人呢，成为基督徒也有日子了。
And I think if you ask us about today, we'll probably say something like this.
如果你问我关于今天呢，我可能会这么说。
These are difficult days.
那这是困难的日子。
These are probably the most difficult days.
那也许是最困难的日子了。
But they're the best days.
但他们是却是最好的日子。
Keep going. Days ahead are better.
那你继续往前，前面的日子会越来越好。
But you see, they were situated in this little place called the wilderness of Paran. It was an oasis.
所以他们在这个巴兰的旷野，这个巴兰是一个绿洲的意思。
And an oasis is a nice place to be.
所以绿洲是一个你希望去待的地方了。
It's almost like they were at a motel on a long trip with a swimming pool.
这就像你在一个特别长的旅行中呢，终于找到一家带游泳池的汽车旅馆。
They realized they couldn't stay there forever.
虽然他们不可以待在那永远待着。
But it was kind of nice while they were there.
但是待在那的时候还总是舒服的。
The Lord says, you go into the promised land now, you'll have the whole land, it'll be way ahead of this oasis. The grapes are so big, two people have to carry them. Go in.
所以神说那前面那个地啊特别好，那你们就进去吧。这个那是一块应许的地啊。
They said, well, this oasis is kind of nice. We can't stay here. We'll go back to Egypt because we don't want to go ahead and fight.
但他们的选择却是，哎呀，我不想回进去去打仗了。虽然这块绿洲也不错，但我们还是不如回去过去的地方。
Couple of weeks ago, we ended up with this concept. The Lord wants to do great things for you, and the Lord wants to do great things in you and through you.
那我们前几周呢，我们讲到了这个概念啊，神要做很伟大的事呢，为了你，也在你里面，也借着你来做。
What is easier?
哪一个更容易呢
？For the Lord to do something for you.Or to do something through you.
是神为你做一些事，或借着你，通过你做一些事，哪个容易？
Well, it's easier if he does something for you, isn't it?
为你做总是容易的吗？
I heard about the boy who it was farming time. It was harvest time on the farm.
那我跟你讲一个故事啊，一个孩子，他在收割的季节，农事收割的季节。
And when others were working, he was under a tree, lying there almost asleep.
当大家在忙的时候呢，他就躺在一个树底下，躺着就快睡着了。
A man was walking down the road.
那有个人呢，就走在路上。
And he said to him, you know, if I could see, if I ever saw anybody lazier than you,I would give him $5.
然后呢，这个路人就指着这个小孩说呢，我要找到一个比你更懒的人啊，我就把五块钱给那个人。
And the little boy said, put it in my pocket.
然后这个小男孩说，那你把这个钱放到我口袋里。
Okay, too lazy even to reach out and take it. He just said, put it in my pocket.
然后呢，原因就是呢，因为他现在变更懒。他甚至不肯伸手去拿这五块钱，所以他说：“你把钱放在我口袋里。”
If he got up and gone to work, would he have had more than $5?
如果他起来去工作，是不是会有比这五块钱更多呢
？Okay, and so God comes to each one of us, and He says, "Now listen, I want you to go forward. There's things to be done. There's victories to be won. You go ahead."
所以神说呢，我要你往前，有事情要做，有仗要去打，你往前。
You say, "But I'm afraid."
那你说呢？我很怕。
You say, but I don't know how I can do it.
你说我也不知道我该怎么做。
You say it's kind of comfortable here. I'd have to get up early in the morning.
你说这现在很舒服，我早晨还要早起。
Okay, so God says, I will do things for you.
神说呢，我会为你做事。
But I've got something far greater for you. I will do things through you.
那我还呢，还有更大的事让你做，就是呢，我要借着你来做的事。
I will do things in you to make you greater.
我先在你里面做事呢，使你成为更
大。I will do things by you so that you can get the glory for it.
所以你可以，我可以借着你来做事，使你呢，为神得荣耀。
So when you get to heaven,
所以你到天上去的时候，
you will find that there are two types of glory for you.
所以你会看见两种的荣耀会给到你。
There's the glory that you will get when you stand beside Jesus.
一种的荣耀呢，是你站在耶稣边上的时候。
Can you imagine what that's going to be like?
你猜这会像什么呢？
Jesus stands up.
耶稣站起来。
And he puts out his arm.
他会把他的手伸出来。
And he puts it around you.
他会放在你肩上。
And he says, "This is my son." This is my daughter.
他说这是我的儿子，这是我的女儿。
Is that going to be nice?
这是不是很好呢？
That happened to me when I was a little boy.
当我是孩子的时候啊，我是经历过这事。
My daddy would put his arm around me.
然后我父亲会把他的手放在我肩
上。He would introduce me to his friends.
他会把我介绍给他的朋友们。
And he always said something nice about me.
他总是会夸奖我啊，在这个场合里。
And I was very proud to stand beside my daddy.
所以我站在我爸边上就特别自豪。
How much more glory is it going to be for me to stand beside Jesus?
如果我站在耶稣边上，这样的荣耀又会何等的大呢？
But here's another scenario.
那还有另外一个场景。
What about you getting to heaven and God lets you stand beside Jesus, and then Jesus tells the story of how you obeyed him, and he was with you, and you won the victory. You won the prize. You fought the battle, and you won.
那假设呢，你在耶稣身边，那耶稣呢跟人讲一个故事，是他如何在你里面。你胜了那征战，你打了那仗，这是又何等的美呢？
And you say it's absolutely amazing.
你说呀，这太美好了。
So, let me put the context just slightly differently.
我们把上下文稍微改一改。
Was Jesus victorious?
耶稣是不是得胜的呢？
Okay, he won all kinds of battles, didn't he?
他胜了各种各样的征战，不是吗？
Why does he have glory?
为什么他有荣耀？
Because he's the best.
因为他是最好的。
Because he fought this battle and won. Because he did this job and it worked out right. Because he loved this person and transformed them. He did all that. He gets the glory because he did it all.
因为所有的事都是他做的，他打了这场仗，他把一个人改变了，做一切最美善的事都是他做的。
Now the Lord says, that's what I want to do for you. I want to make you the victor. I want to make you the king. I want to make you the judge. I want to make you the one who wins the battle.
所以神说呢，这就是我想在你身上做的。我想使你成为那得胜者，那王，那审判者，那一切良善的事从你那出来。
Well, you say, that's absolutely amazing.
你说，哎呀，这太好了。
And the difference is,that if you stay here at Paddan, the wilderness of Paran, you can enjoy the oasis for a few more days.
那现在呢，如果你就在这巴兰的绿洲里待着呢，你可能会有几天呢会很舒服。
Or you can go into the promised land, you can have the whole country, you can have all the wealth and all the blessings and all the joy. What would you rather have?
或者你往前，你进到这迦南地，那你就有一个国，所有的祝福，所有的应许和美事，那你要哪一个呢？
Oh, you say, I'd rather go in and get all the blessings.
你说，哎呀，我就是要往前进，我要得所有的祝福。
How are you going to get them? You're going to go with Jesus and you're going to fight.
那你怎么能得呢？你要跟随耶稣，你要打。
So what do you say?
那你会说什么呢？
Okay. You say, let's go. Okay. We'll go. Okay.
你说好，去吧， 我们就去。
But it's not that easy when you go.
不是那么容易的。 不是那么容易的。
So, we'll read on a little more.
我们继续往下读。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in the front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there.
摩西亚伦就俯伏在以色列全会众面前。
They said, we don't want to go. Verse 6. Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes.
窥探地的人中，嫩的儿子约书亚和耶夫尼的儿子加勒撕裂衣服。
And said to the entire Israelite assembly, the land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good.
对以色列全会众说，我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地。
If the Lord is pleased with us, He will lead us into the land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us.
耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，那地赐给我们，那地原是流奶与蜜之地。
Don't just sit there, get going.
不要坐在那，往前进。
Verse 9, only do not rebel against the Lord.
第九节，但你们不可背叛耶和华。
Do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up.
也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物。
Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us.
并且因必他们的已经离开他们。 有耶和华与我们同在。
Do not be afraid of them.
不要怕他们。
All right, now I've got to divert you in the logic again, but there's a little phrase there that says, we will swallow them up.
那我们先看这个小词啊，说他们是我们的食物。
The particular phrase is, we will eat them.
所以其实就是我根本可以把它吃了。
They'll be just like bread for us.
他们可能就像对我们来说像面包一样啊。
Is bread good?
面包好不好呢？
Make you strong?
让我们很有强壮。
Keep you happy?
让你很高兴。
Okay. What do you eat to be strong?
你吃什么会使你强壮呢？
Okay. You can eat all kinds of things. This story in the logic of 1 Corinthians is all about what are you going to eat?
所以在哥林多前书的这里上下文就是在说你在吃什么。
You could eat food that's offered to idols.
你可以吃给偶像的食物。
You could go spend all your life going to parties and eat the food at the parties.
你也可以吃把你的生命花在各种的聚会party里，然后吃这个party里的食物。
But if you want to be really strong, what are you going to eat?
你要很强壮，你要吃什么呢？
You're going to eat your enemies.
你要吃你的敌人。
Okay? You conquer this enemy, you conquer that enemy, you conquer the next enemy, you're going to be strong.
所以你征服这个敌人，那个敌人呢，那你就强壮了。
Who were these enemies?
谁是这些敌人呢？
We talked about them last time, the Amorites and the Amalekites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Jebusites and the Canaanites.
亚玛利人、耶布斯人、亚摩利人、赫人，就这些人。Each
of those are enemies in your life.
这个每一个都是你生命中的一个敌人。Let's
just consider one of them right now.
我们就想讲一个。
The Hittites. Did we tell you what the Hittites were?
赫人是什么呢？赫人。
The Hittites are the people that others fear.
赫人就是别人害怕的那种。They're
the terrorists.
他们是恐怖分子。They
will scare you.
他会使你惧怕。You
got any terrorists in your life?
你的生命里是不是有使你惧怕的事？
Say, I could never do that.
你说呀，我做不到这事。I
couldn't.
我做不了。I
couldn't stop doing this. I couldn't start doing that.
我控制不住要做这个事。
People say, when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you start telling other people about Jesus.
所以那有的人说呢，当你信靠耶稣基督成为救主之后，你就开始跟人讲福音。
Well, you say, I could never do that.
你说呀，我做不了这事。
I couldn't speak up for Jesus.
那我不能为主。
I'll go with somebody else, but don't ask me to open my mouth.
我可以到其他地方去，但是我没有办法去传讲主的名。
Okay, but you conquer that fear. God can use you mightily for all kinds of wonderful things when you speak up for Jesus.
所以你胜过这恐惧呢，神就可以使你为他成为他合用的器皿。
The Hivites are the another of these people in this land. The Hivites are the people. The word is to live.
Hivites 就是这个词意思就是活着的意思。
I think they were the people who liked the party.
他们就是那开聚会的开 party 的那些人。
In English, we have the phrase "I want to live it up."
那英语里呢，我就要把它。嗨起来可能是活起活出来。
You could spend your life going to a party.
你可以让你的生命花在各种的 party 里面。
Or you could spend your life serving Jesus.
或者你把你的生命呢花在服侍主里。
When life is over, what are you going to get glory for?
那如果你的生命过去了，你会从哪得着荣耀呢？
You get glory when you go to the party?
你会因为你去了 party 得着荣耀吗？
You get glory when you go to war?
你会因着你去征战得荣耀吗？是的。
So all of these enemies are there. The person who wants to go to the party, it's hard for him to say no.
对于那些被邀请去 party 的人，他们很难说不。
My friend did something he should have done on Saturday.
我的朋友啊，做了一些事，他周六本来应该做的。
But he said I didn't want to. I wanted to watch the hockey game with my friend.
他说：“哎呀，我本来应该不应该做的，我应该去跟我的朋友去看那冰球比赛的。”
But instead of that, he did what was right.
但是相反呢，他还是决定做了
对的事。Was it easy? No. Somehow, we've got to learn these lessons in life. The enemies are there. We've got to conquer them. And if you don't conquer them, they will conquer you.
敌人在那里，你要胜过他啊！你不胜过他呢，他就会胜过你的。
So I spoke to her a while ago, and I said, you know, if you keep studying the Bible, and you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, He's going to make you. And she said, I'll get to be like some of the people in this church.
如果你学习圣经，那他会使你像什么呢？就像他说呢，这个教会里的某一些人一样。
And I said, no. He's going to make you like Jesus.
凯尔说不，他会使你像耶稣。
That's what he wants to do.
这是神想要做
的。He wants to make us great, but we can't be great unless we say, I am going forward to fight. I'm going to conquer those things in my life. The laziness in my life. The party in my life. The fearfulness in my life. And the other things in my life that keep me from the glory that God wants me to have.
你会说呢，我要往前进，我想要胜过我的懒惰，我的生命里的 party， 我不愿意征战，我的惧怕，我生命中许许多多其他的事情，那我才能得到我的荣耀。
And so as you go ahead and you start conquering, you're going to find that it's just like eating the good bread.
然后你往前，你开始征战的时候，你觉得这就你会发现这就像什么，就像吃面包一样了。
And you'll be strong.
你就会变得强壮。
You remember the story in John chapter 4, don't you?
你都记得约翰福音四章的故事，不是吗？
It was lunchtime.
这是午饭的时间。
Jesus was sitting by the well.
耶稣呢坐在井边上。
The disciples went into town to get some food.
门徒呢去到这个镇里面去找食物。
Jesus was at the well, and he met the woman at the well, and he preached the gospel to her.
那耶稣在那里井边碰到了撒玛利亚妇人呢，把福音跟她说了。
She got gloriously saved and became a wonderful evangelist.
然后撒玛利亚妇人得救了，她自己也成了一个很好的传道人。
The disciples came back from town and they said, Lord, we brought some food. Have something to eat.
那这时候门徒回来了，跟主说呢，我们找了一点食物给你吃。
And the Lord said, I've already eaten, thank you. I have meat to eat that you don't understand.
耶稣说呢，我已经吃了，我有我的食物吃，你们不能明白。
And he basically was saying the fact that I could tell that woman about the wonders and blessings that God can give was far more important to me and strengthening to me than eating a big meal.
所以他实际就在说呢，把天父神的祝福和大能告诉这妇人，这个会比我地上的食物对我更有用啊，更大。
All right, let's carry on in our story. Verse 10.
继续往下，第十节。
But the whole assembly talked about stoning them.
但全会众说呢，拿石头打死他们二人。
Why would you stone Moses?
为什么要打摩西呢？
Why would you stone Caleb and Joshua?
为什么要打加勒和
约书亚？ Because they tell you that you can go in and conquer the land.
因为他们告诉你啊，你能够进，然后征服那地。
A disbelieving heart is very deceitful.
那一个不信的心呢，其实是非常败坏的。
And it can lead people in the wrong direction.
它会把人带向错的方向。
The verse goes on and says, Then the glory of the Lord appeared in the tent of meeting to all the Israelites.
忽然耶和华的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。
Can you imagine that?
你能想象吗？
They're grumbling, they're fighting one another, they're talking about stoning Moses and Joshua and Caleb and Aaron And then the Lord appears just over there. The glory of the Lord appears to them.
就他们又在抱怨啊，互相争执，还想拿石头打死这三个人。突然呢，就在会幕那里，神的荣光显明了。
What would you do if you were there?
如果你在那，你会怎么办呢？
You'd say, "That's the glory of the Lord."
你说，哎呀，这是神的荣光啊。
He's the one who promised that if we follow him, he'll give us the land.
他是那一位说了，我只要信他，跟从他，他就给我们应许地。
He's the one who led us through the Red Sea.
他是那一位带我们出红海的。
He's the one who conquered Pharaoh and his armies.
他是那一位征服了法老和他军队的。
What would you do?
你会怎么办？
You'd say, Moses, we're with you.We'll go in. We'll conquer that land.
你说摩西啊，我要跟从你啊，我们要去征服那地。
But they didn't even follow Moses when God's glory appeared to them again.
他们甚至在神的荣光向他们显明的时候，他们还是不跟从摩西。
Would you learn this lesson? Don't say no to Jesus. Keep going. Keep fighting. Keep struggling.Keep serving him, and as you go, you'll find that you will conquer more and more and more of the blessings of the land. But you won't get it by turning around and saying no.
所以永远不要跟神、跟基督说不啊！往前进，跟随他，征服更多的地方。
Verse 11,
第十一节。
The Lord spoke to Moses.
耶和华对摩西说
How long will these people treat me with contempt?
这百姓藐视我要到几时呢
How long will they refuse to believe in me in spite of all the miraculous signs that I have performed with them
我在他们中间行了这一切神迹他们还不信我要到几时呢
I've just got to look this up We're working with a different translation here Just give me another moment. Okay, we'll keep going. Verse 12. No, it's fine. I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them, but I will make of you into a nation greater and stronger than they.
我要用瘟疫击杀他们，使他们不得承受那地，叫你的后裔成为大国，比他们强盛。
What would you do if you were Moses?
如果你是摩西，你会怎么办呢
God said, Moses, I am going to get rid of all these people. I'm going to take you, Moses, and I'm going to make you a great man.
神说呢，我要把这些人都消灭了，然后我要使你成为一个大国。
Okay. Now, if Moses had been Judas Iscariot, what would he have said?
如果摩西如果是犹大加略人犹大，他会怎么说？
He would have said, "Go right ahead." That sounds like a good deal to me.
这个听起来很好，赶紧做。
You see, Moses wasn't Judas Iscariot.
所以摩西不是犹大。
Verse 13, Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear about it. By your power, you brought these people up from among them."
摩西对耶和华说，埃及人必听见这事，因为你曾施展大能，将这百姓从他们中间领上来。
And they will tell the inhabitants of this land about it. They've already heard that you, O Lord, are with these people, and that you, O Lord, have been seen face to face, that your cloud stays over them, and that you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day, and a pillar of fire by night.
埃及人要将这事传给迦南地的居民，那民已经听见你耶和华是在这百姓中间，因为你面对面被人看见。有你的云彩停在他们以上，你日间在云柱中，夜间在火柱中，在他们前面行。
Do you think these people knew that there was a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night?
这些人知不知道白天的云柱和晚上的火柱呢？
They saw it every day and they didn't believe it.
他们每一天都能看见，就是不信。
But the story went 100 miles, 200 miles, 500 miles away. The other people, they all knew it and believed it.
那几百英里以外呢，那些人呢，他们是信的。
But the children of Israel didn't believe it.
那些以色列人却不信了。
But you remember that now? You say, I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
你说呢，你信靠基督成为你的救主。
And you start going on.
然后你往前。
And then you come to a difficult day.And you say, maybe I'll go back.
然后你往前，你碰到一个很困难的日子，你说，是不是我要回身转回去？
You say, I don't think I could fight. This is too big a problem.
你说我看来我打不赢啊，这个麻烦太大了。
Okay, what happens if you turn around and go back?
那如果你转身回去会发生什么呢？
Well, all the people have heard about the fact that you've trusted the Lord say, something's got to be wrong.
因为很多人都听说知道你信靠基督了，所以一定会有问题了。
And so we do things not only because of God, and we do things not only because of ourselves, we do things because the people who are watching us are watching us.
所以我们不但是为主啊，也是为自己，更是为那些看着我们的人在做事。
Okay, now why does God answer our prayers?
那神为什么要响应我们的祷告呢？
Well, he answers our prayers because we pray.
我们祷告，所以他响应我们的祷告嘛。
But he answers our prayers because there are other people watching us to see if he answers our prayers.
他响应我们祷告是因为其他有人看着我们，看神是不是响应我们的祷告。
So sometimes you say, Lord, you're going to have to answer this prayer because so-and-so is watching.
你说神啊，你要听这个祷告，因为别人在看啊。
And if they're watching, why they'll have to see...That you're a big God because you can help even me.
他们在看你是不是一个伟大的神，会能不能帮助我。
All right, verse 15. If you put these people to death all at one time, the nations who have heard this report about you will say, the Lord was not able to bring these people into the land he promised them on oath. So he slaughtered them in the desert.
如今你若把这百姓杀了如杀一人，那些听见你名声的列邦必议论说，耶和华因为不能把这百姓领进他向他们起誓应许之地，所以在旷野把他们杀了。
Was Moses a great man?
摩西是不是一个很伟大的人呢？
Yeah. Marvelous, marvelous this man.
非常伟大。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Now may the Lord's strength be displayed, just as you declared. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for for the sin of the fathers to the third and the fourth generation.
现在求主大显能力，照你所说过的话说，耶和华不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱，赦免罪孽和过犯，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
Where did Moses get those words?
摩西为什么把这些话说出来呢？
He spoke to the Lord one day, Exodus 34.
他有一天呢，跟在出埃及记的三十四章跟主说。
The Lord said to him, he said to the Lord, Lord, I'd like to see you, please.
他说，主啊，我想要看见你。
The Lord said, well, you can't see my face and live.
主说呢，你不能面对面见我。
But he said, I'll pass by in front of you.
神说呢，那我就在你面前经过。
So Moses was standing there and the Lord put out his hand so that Moses couldn't see.
所以神来了，神用手呢把摩西的眼挡住。
And then the Lord passed by. But the Lord quoted these words to Moses.
然后神呢经过了，但是在那一次呢，神给摩西就引用了这段话。
And Moses memorized them.
然后这些话呢，摩西就记住了。
And then he was talking to the Lord later.
然后他就把这个话呢，后来又说给神听。
He just quoted them back to him. He said, "Lord, you said."
然后他说，神啊，这不你说的吗？就这些。
What do you think the Lord thought when he heard Moses quoting his own words back to him?
你觉得如果神听见摩西引用他的话哈，神会怎么想？
I think he said, Moses, you understand me. Other people don't. You understand me. You even remember what I said.
他说摩西啊，你真的理解我，你了解我，别的人不了解我，你还记得我跟你说的话。
Why do I want you to remember 1 Corinthians 10:13? Why do I want you to remember that?
为什么我让大家记住林前十章十三节呢？
So when you got a problem, you can quote it back to the Lord.
所以当你有问题麻烦的时候，你能把这些经文引用回去啊。
And you can say, Lord, I've got a big problem, but you said. Okay?
你说主啊，我现在有大麻烦，但是你说的。
All right. This is what you're going to say. There hath no temptation taken you at any time.But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation provide a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. That's what you said, Lord. I'm looking for your escape, please. What do you think the Lord's going to say? I like that verse, he says. I wrote that verse.
你就把这些经文再背给他听，然后说，你说主啊，这就是你说的，你一定会开一条出路，让我能够站立得住啊。然后你会知道什么？主一定会答应你。
He goes on in verse 19. He says, "In accordance with your great love, Lord, forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now."
求你照你的大慈爱赦免这百姓的罪孽，好像你从埃及到如今常赦免他们一样。
What a wonderful man is Moses. That's a good prayer.
这是一个非常好的祷告。
Verse 20.
二十节
The Lord replied, I have forgiven them as you asked.
耶和华说呢，我照着你的话赦免了他们。
Nevertheless, as surely as I live, and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth, not one of the men who saw my glory and the miraculous signs I performed in Egypt and in the desert, but who disobeyed me and tested me, These 10 times, not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their forefathers.
然而我指着我的永生起誓，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。这些人虽然看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话，他们断不得看见我向他们祖宗所起誓应许之地。
Did the Lord forgive them?
神有没有赦免他们呢？
Yes.
是的。
Did the Lord give them the land that he told them to go in and conquer?
神有没有给他们那地让他们去进去征服的呢？
No. He forgave their sin, but they forfeited the blessing.
是，神赦免了他们，但是呢，却他们的祝福啊却没了。
Let me put it into a New Testament context.
让我们把这个放到新约的上下文里。
If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, will He forgive your sins?
那你信靠耶稣基督成为你的救主，他有没有赦免你的罪呢？
Yes. But if you choose the wrong path and you follow the wrong path,Will you suffer the consequences of choosing the wrong path?
如果你却选了错误的路啊，那你会不会接受这错误路的后果呢？
Okay, there are blessings for obedience that do not come from disobedience.
那有一些是顺服带来的祝福，这个在悖逆里是得不着的。
So it's possible.For you to say, Lord Jesus, I believe you, but I'm not going to obey. And if you don't obey, you can lose the blessing and you'll get bad consequences rather than good blessings.
所以你说我信靠耶稣，我更要顺服他，因为我顺服他呢，我就会得到祝福，而不是因着悖逆失掉这些祝福。
Okay.So we're going to find out that these people never did get into the promised land. It was there for them. They could have had it, but they said no, and they didn't get it.
所以本来是他们的，他们也可以得，但他们却说我不愿意进。所以这样的这个应许地呢，在这一代人就没法进去了。
The illustration that I use to try to explain this is this.You and I could be very good friends.
那我常会用这样的方式来解释啊，比方说呢，你和我会是好朋友。
And then we have a fight.
然后我们有争吵，有打架了。
And I get really mad at you.
然后我对你特别生气。
And I take an axe.
然后我就行动啊。
And I chop your arm off.
啊，我说拿一个斧子把你给砍了啊。
And then I say, oh.I am very, very sorry.
然后你说，哎呀，我特别特别的抱歉。
Okay. And I say, would you please forgive me?
然后我说，你能不能原谅我呢？
And you say yes.
你说是的。
But what about your arm?
但是你的手怎么办？
And I can't put your arm back on?
因为我不能把砍下来的手再装上去了。
And you can't put your arm back on.
你也不能把那个手装回去。
And you and I can be the best of friends.
我们还可以成为好的朋友。
But I still realize that you don't have an arm.
但我还是会意识到，你已经再没有那只手。
And there are things in life that we can do that have implications for other people and for ourselves.
我们的生命中会做很多事情，会对他人、对自己会造成影响。
And we can be, well, lots of good things can happen.But we can do things that are like losing an arm and we can't put the arm back on.
但我们总是会遇到一些事，就像这只手没了，再装不回去了。
Now there's one other thing in this verse that we just read.
那还有一件事呢，在我们这些经文里，我们意识到。
And I can't find the verse we just read. What verse was it that we just read? It's the verse that talks about these 10 times. Someone will find it. 22.
Second part.
Okay, I was looking in the wrong section. All right. The verse says, But these people disobeyed me and tested me 10 times.
22节说呢，这些人试探我十次。
Why did he say 10 times?
为什么他说十次呢？
Because he can count.
因为他会数数。
Okay? That's very amazing.
这很神奇。
I can't remember the 10 times.
我自己记不得这十次。
So many years ago, I went back and counted.
然后很多年前呢，我也回去数了一下。
And guess what I found out?
你猜我怎么着？
There were 10 times.
真的十次。
Okay. Precisely 10 times. And God kept a count, but they didn't keep a count.
神的确是记得的，但是以色列人自己不记得。
And God did a marvelous thing for them, and solved their problems for them.
神做了很好的事情，解决他们很多的麻烦。
And then they went on to the next thing, and they forgot, and they tested him again.
然后呢，他们又往前进，他们又忘记了，
And then they went on the next time and they forgot and they tested him again.
然后呢又往前进他们又忘记了神再试验他们一次就这样。
And God says, how often are you going to keep testing me?
然后神说呢你还要多少次要来 试验
Didn't I answer you last time?
我上次有没有回应你们呢
You ran out of bread in the wilderness and you were hungry. What did I do?
你在旷野没有吃的我做了什么呢
I gave you manna.
我给了你们玛纳嘛。
That's once.
第一次啊。
And then you ran out of water and I gave you water.
你们没有水我给你们水喝。
That was again.
又一次。
I can't remember all the 10 times.
我记不住这十次。
Okay? All I know is this is number 10.
那我记得呢就这就是第十次了。
Okay? It's a fascinating study. I'll tell you that once I spent all weekend preaching on those 10 times.I just got a bad memory. I can't remember all the details. But it's a fascinating story.
对，这是个非常神奇的故事。我有一次花了一个周末就讲这十次啊。
They kept on. The word is testing. They kept on testing God.
对，这他们人呢就是不停的试探神。
Okay, don't keep testing God.
Some people said,
you remember when the Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross.
所以有人说呢，你相不记不记得耶稣在十字架上
？The man on the other side, on the other side, cross said, "If you're the Son of God, you come down from the cross."
另外一个十字架上这边的这个人说呢，你要是神的儿子啊，你就从十字架上下来吧。
He said, "You do that."You save yourself, you save us, we'll believe you.
你做，你救你自己，你也救我们，我们就相信你。
If he'd done that, would they have believed him?
如果耶稣这么做，这些人会相信他吗
？No, he'd done all kinds of miracles.
不可能的，因为他已经做了很多神迹了。
If you can't believe God when He does 15 miracles, are you going to believe Him when He does 16 miracles?
如果你在神行了十五次神迹的时候你不信他，你觉得神行第十六次你会信他吗？
If you test God 10 times and you say no, 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 all right, what are you going to do when it comes to number 11?
如果你连续十次都对神说不不不，第十一次你会说什么
？Same thing you did.
Number
10 and 9 and 8.
第九次、第八次做的是一样的吗
？So God says, all right, I proved myself to you 10 times. You said no. Okay, That's the end of your options. You don't have any more options.
所以神说呢，我给了你十次机会啊，你说不，那就是你的机会用完了。
So, what's the warning for us?
对我们的警告是什么呢
？When God speaks to you, will you listen, please?
神对你说话。
That makes sense, doesn't it?
你会听，对不对？这个很合理，对吗
？If He speaks again, you better run faster.
如果他再对你说呢，那你要跑得快一点。
Okay, my mother said, Harold, you come.
我妈妈跟我说 ，Harold， 你来。
When she said, "Harold, you come the third time," I was in trouble.
如果她说第三次 ，Harold， 你来，那我就有麻烦了。
Okay, you better get there.
你最好赶紧到那里去。
Okay, God says, "I told you, I promised, I blessed you, I gave you 10 times."
所以神说呢，我告诉你，我祝福你，我十次之久。
Okay, don't test.
所以不要试探神。
Back to 1 Corinthians 10:13.
我们回到林前十三章，十章十三节。
It says this: There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man.
所以
，That's a very interesting word, temptation.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。这个词叫试探。
The word temptation is very similar to the word trial, and very similar to the word test.
所以这几个词啊都是非常近的 ，temptation， temptation, trial 和 test， 就是试探、试验。
Okay. Now sometimes God will allow you to be tested.
有的时候呢，神会允许你被试验。
But you be very careful. Don't you run around testing God.
但你要小心呢，你不要把这个机会用完。
You know God is good.
你知道神是个好神。
You know God loves you.
你知道神爱你。
You know He's faithful.
你知道他是信实的。
If he tests you, don't you test him in return.
是你他试探你的就是神许可你受试探的时候，你不要再去试探神。
All right. Back then to our story in Numbers 14.
我们回到民数记十四章的故事。
Verse 23, none of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their forefathers. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it. But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit, and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to.His descendants will inherit. Since the Amalekites and Canaanites are living in the valleys, turn back tomorrow, set out toward the desert, along the route to the Red Sea.
他们断不得见我们，看见我向他们祖宗所起誓应许之地，凡藐视我的，一个也不得看见。唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地。他的后裔也必得那地为业。亚玛利人和迦南人住在谷中，你们明天要转回从红海的路往旷野去。
How sad.
多么悲伤啊。
Could they have gone in?
他们可能进去吗？
Would they have won the victory if they had gone in?
如果他们进去能赢吗？
Yeah.
当然。
Would they have had the whole land?
他们会不会得那地呢？
What did they get instead?
他们却得了什么呢？
They got the whole wilderness full of graveyards.
他们却得了充满了坟墓的旷野。
What a tragedy.
多么大的悲剧呢。
Why didn't they go in? Because they didn't learn from the last test. They didn't learn 10 times.
他们不从上一次。
Didn't learn, wouldn't learn. Finally God said, all right, not going to strive with you anymore.
所以他们不从上一次得着经验啊，十次之久，所以神说那算了，再没有机会。
I guess that's maybe where we should stop now. We're at the end of a paragraph. We'll pick up the story again next week, just to finish it off. Is there a question or two before we stop today?
今天停下有什么问题吗？
以色列人，这个圣经上经
常写的，以色列人一生一切只有撕裂衣服。嗯。
为什么要撕裂衣服呢？谁绑架了？嗯。
或者这个衣服不接上了？
撕裂衣服。
对，所以那节经文在哪来着？在
第十四节
是吧？
十四章的
第六节。Yeah, this is another question.
Yeah.
In this chapter we just read in verse 6.
Yes.
It said Joshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Shephanan, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said the whole anti-Israelite assembly. Why they always tore their clothes? So when they want to express their feeling, so what's the meaning of tore their clothes? Are these clothes not solid enough?
Yes, I think the tearing of the clothes is a sign of extreme despair, extreme concern.
对，它这是一个表达方式，来告诉大家呢，它是极端的失望，极端的担心忧虑。
I'm having trouble adding to that logic, Wong. Let me give you one illustration.
给你一个例子啊。
When David was met by his son, Absalom brought a coup against his government, and David tore his clothes.When he realized how terrible it was, his son was going to take over the throne.
对，所以当亚沙龙啊决定要造反的时候呢，大卫也是撕裂衣服。当他意识到这个儿子是 要做这样悖逆的事情是。
There's another story similar, and that is the story of the king of Nineveh. Jonah said, 40 days Nineveh will be destroyed.
然后还有一个例子呢，就约拿去跟尼尼微城的传神的审判信息的时候，说40天之久，这城就要倾覆了。
And the king of Nineveh took his clothes off, put sackcloth on. He took his royal robes off, put on the sackcloth.To show that he was very, very, very humble, very distressed.
那尼尼微王呢就把自己的王袍脱下来，然后穿上麻衣啊，把灰放到自己头上，谦卑啊，来表明他是心是愿意这个悔改。
Okay, and so he showed he was distressed. The Lord heard him.And saved his life.
所以他借这个方式来表达，神也听见了，所以就救了他和整个尼尼微城。
One other story, and that is that the priest was never to tear his clothes.
另外的一面呢，就是大祭司是永不可以撕自己衣服的。
Why is that?
为什么？
Because there's never a problem that God can't solve.
因为没有任何一个麻烦神不能解决的，所以大祭司不能撕衣服。
Somebody else.
就是他这是摩西让这些看不起他，他从这个角度来说的话，就摩西让就是看不起迦南地打探。
上次说看不起。So Moses sent these spies to.Canaan land.
Yes,
she said. So, but if Moses trusts in God, why did he send the spies?
We actually answered that question 2 weeks ago, but we went over it pretty fast.
我们两周前回答了这个问题，所以但是讲得比较快当时。
There are three reasons why the spies went in.
有三个原因啊，为什么探子进去
？Number one is Moses sent them in.
第一呢是摩西差他们去的。
Number two was God sent them in.
第二呢是神差他们去的。
Number three was that the children of Israel sent them in.
第三呢是以色列人也差他们去的。
And so I put the story together this way: the children of Israel said, "We want to go and check out the land."
以色列人说呢，我们想要去窥探那地。
Moses said, well, all right.
摩西说那好吧。
And I think God said, oh, all right, if you insist.
神也说那如果你们这么坚持那就好吧。
I think God said, listen, can't you see the pillar of cloud? Can't you see the pillar of fire? You didn't come here because you checked out the land. I've led you all this way. Why do you have to do that? But God said, oh, all right.
神说你没有看见云柱没有看见火柱吗你们走到这里都不是神的恩典带领吗但既然民众坚持要去神就说那好吧那你们就去吧
So if you add all the references some here some in Deuteronomy put all three together and those are the three reasons
所以你把这一段的记述和生命记关于这个故事的记述放在一起呢你就能得出这个结论它就这三个原因
Sometimes sometimes God will agree with you, even if you're wrong.
所以有的时候呢，神会许可你，即便你是错的，他也是许可你。
So you certainly don't want to push God. If God says no, no, no.
所以你最好不要去总是去催逼神。如果神说呢，不不不，你要听懂。
Actually, if he does it 10 times, you're in real trouble.
如果他是。
If he says no, don't you say it's got to be yes.
如果你说你一直坚持呢，神就会说那好吧，那你就去。
那这个 entire 是不是其实就是代表一个完全的意思？比如说真的就是一二三四五六七八九。
是真数的，真数的
大。不是，我在这里边是说数过十次，我说它属灵上的应用来
说。But if spiritually we may not be just every time it's 10 times 10 represent a full number, right? May not be every time we will be counted by 10 times.
Well, we're not sure.
我们不确定啊。
The ten times story is a marvelous story.
这是个很好的故事。
If you want to learn something, you look up every reference to ten times in the Bible. You'll learn a lot. How many plagues were there in Egypt? Ten. How many laws in the Ten Commandments? Ten. Okay. How much temptation is there going to be in the days of Thyatira? 10 days. You follow ten, you'll learn a whole lot about
it. 所以圣经里有很多的十啊，就是十，比如埃及的十灾啊，然后那个十戒啊。然后推雅推拉城的人，启示录里面一共有十天啊，所以这个十你要去研究一下呢，你就会发现很多的意义。
Alright, our time is more than gone. I apologize. Some of you have got to get away. We'll pray. Carry on next week. Time for questions. Time for more answers next week.
我们下一周吧，我们下一周继续。
Lord, we want to thank you for teaching the children of Israel.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您教导以色列民。
And we're thankful for teaching us.
也谢谢您教导我们。
Lord, we don't want to say no to God.
我们不想要跟神说不。
We want to say yes. We want to go. We want to win the battles in our lives.
我们要说是，我们想要往前进，想要在那您给我们的应许地打赢这仗。
And so we pray, Lord, that you'll just bless us, make us humble and obedient people to follow you.
主啊，求您使我们成为谦卑顺服的人来跟从您。
Lord, may we go without grumbling, without complaining, without rebelling.
带着我们没有抱怨没有悖逆跟从您。
We give thanks now, Lord, for your goodness. Pray that you'll bless each one of us.We ask in Jesus' name.
我们谢谢您的恩典，祝福我们在座的每一位，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.